From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. 9 members of a Michigan-based militia group have been indicted on sedition and weapons charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the group wanted to murder law enforcement officials to set off a larger anti-government uprising.
According to prosecutors, the defendants were members of Hutari, a Christian anti-government extremist organization based in rural Michigan. Prosecutors allege that the suspects wanted to kill an unidentified law enforcement officer and then attack his funeral. Among their alleged plans, to plant roadside bombs along the funeral route. The group has been under FBI surveillance for several years. FBI officials made clear that this plot is not connected to the more recent threats that followed passage of health care legislation. Instead, the defendants seem to be preparing, in their words, for a coming battle against the Antichrist. Officials said the group was rounded up over the weekend in 3 states in order to short-circuit an operation they had planned. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Obama phoned his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, to express his condolences and discuss a pair of suicide bombings that struck Moscow's metro system just as thousands of commuters were heading off to work today. The blasts carried out by female suicide bombers claimed at least 38 lives and left dozens of others injured. The White House called the attacks an outrageous terrorist act. Russian security officials say a preliminary investigation has linked the attacks to rebels from the restive Caucasus region, which includes Chechnya, where separatists have been battling Russian forces since the mid-1990s. It's not exactly March Madness, but Tennessee and Delaware are no less excited to be named the winners in the U.S. Education Department's Race to the Top competition. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
U.S. Education Department officials say Tennessee won $500 million because 93% of the state's teachers' unions supported its proposal. So did every single school district, school board, and business leader in the state. That was the clincher. States that didn't get this kind of buy-in lost out. Delaware, the other winner, not only had unanimous support from educators and politicians, it has a tough new law that rates the effectiveness of teachers and principals. Teachers that are rated ineffective for 2 to 3 years in Delaware can be removed, even if they have tenure. The Obama administration likes that. Delaware was awarded $100 million. The 2 winners beat out favorites, Louisiana and Florida, as well as 12 other finalists. States that weren't picked have until June 1st to reapply for a second round and a piece of the remaining $3.7 billion left in the fund. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
U.S. government says it will sell its stake in giant Citigroup it acquired as part of the federal bank bailout program by the end of the year. The Treasury says it stands to make around $7 billion in profits from the sale. The government owns about 27% of Citigroup. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 45 points to close at 10,895. The Nasdaq gained 9 points. This is NPR. An official who is part of the committee vetting candidates for ties to Saddam Hussein's old regime has recommended 4 candidates elected to parliament on the winning list led by former Prime Minister Awad Alawi be disqualified. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the individuals in question were found to have ties to Saddam's Ba'ath Party. Alawi's coalition, which has the backing of minority Sunnis, won a 2-seat victory over incumbent Nouri al-Maliki in recent elections that were held there. Although studies connecting dangerous driving with cell phone use don't apply to everyone. That's according to a new survey that finds a small number of people can do both safely. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
The new study comes from the same University of Utah researchers who've been documenting the dangerous distractions caused by cell phone gabbing and texting while driving. 200 test subjects drove freeway simulators while immersed in hands-free cell phone conversations that required concentration. Close to 98% of the study participants showed some form of driving impairment, but just over 2% experienced no measurable effect. One researcher says the supertaskers shouldn't exist, given accepted cognitive theory, and he cautions drivers not to assume that they're in the elite group. The odds of being a supertasker, he says, are minute. Still, the researcher suggests this rare multitasking skill requires further study. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
More heavy rains battering parts of the East Coast today. Some residents are bracing for possible flooding. Flood warnings are up from Maine to Carolina. New York City, Boston, Providence, and Portland all reportedly are on track to set new rainfall records for March. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.